All right. Did y'all have a good trip back?
Yeah, we did.
Y'all did.
Yep. Yeah, we just got in not too long ago.
Where were you?
Well, we just left from Grammy's.
Oh, y'all came back to... Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We came back today.
It's kind of hard to talk when you know you're being recorded, isn't it?
I feel like I'm being recorded.
Feel like somebody's recording you?
Yeah. They try not to think about it, so it will skew their numbers.
I know.
All they're going to get is a bunch of giggling.
I know it. What's Jonathan doing?
He's soaking in the tub.
Is he dirty?
Yeah. Well, we had egg custard and pecan pie today.
Oh, my gosh, I'd be sick.
It was pretty good.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Brandy was glad y'all came back, huh?
Yeah, she was.
How's she doing?
She's doing fine. She's the same as she always is. She can't hear.
I know it.
I think she's starting to forget stuff, too, because I tell her something. And about two times that happened, I tell her something about 15 minutes later, she'd ask me the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Did you get to see the twins again?
No, I only got to see them one time, but they sure were cute.
I haven't seen them yet.
Well, they're something.
I can't believe that.
What?
I can't imagine having two babies at one time.
I know, and they both take different milk.
Oh, my gosh.
One costs $7 a can, the other one costs $10 a can.
Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. Is it the little skinny one that has to have the $10?
No. The one that's doing better is the one that started off in intensive care.
Hmm.
And she slept the whole time, and the other one is more sickly now, and she was up the whole time.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
But they're okay, though, huh?
Yeah. She's just sickly, you know.
Yeah.
More
fussy, sort of.
Doesn't seem like they're even on the same schedule.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awful. Did y'all get to see Tyler, too?
Yeah, he's something else.
I know it.
He's not that bad when Kim and Joey aren't around.
Oh, I know.
He was being real good. I saw him again today. He spent the night with Aunt Dars.
Uh-huh.
But
he is good when he's not around them.
Yeah. But something's wrong with that child.
Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, he just stutters, and he just, I don't know, I think he might have a learning disability or something.
He might.
Or attention deficit disorder. Or
yeah, it's hard for him to pay attention very long. I've noticed that.
He can't even think long enough to answer what you've asked him, you know. He just...
Yeah.
So.
Well, I hope that he doesn't turn out like Kim and Vicky did, because, you know, their mom and daddy wouldn't do nothing with them.
Well, you can tell Kim hadn't really worked with him.
I know.
So he'll probably just fend for himself and do what
hope he does all right.
Well, he'll, you know, he probably will.
Yeah, I guess.
He just won't be a scholar or anything like that, you know. But
yeah, I guess that's true.
Not everybody can do that.
Yeah. Well, I got a frame for Daddy and Gainan's picture.
Which one are you framing?
The big one.
The one
I don't
them.
Like that wedding picture. Gainan looks like a ghost.
Now, you better hope she never hears this.
Well, I hope not. I'd be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
But that 8x10 is a good picture. Oh. It's up on the piano with the other ones.
You still don't have one of us?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll get you one.
I want the one that Dad and Gainan have.
Well, they'll probably give it to you, huh?
No.
Why?
Because that's theirs.
Well...
Well, but you know which one I want. If you go get it, I'd pay for it.
Well.
I got to get one for Grandma and Granny. They about to get on me about that wedding picture they don't have.
I know it. Well, Granny framed mine and cut the prettiest part of my skirt off.
I know. They do weird stuff like that. But I got to get both of them a picture of the wedding. We don't have any good wedding pictures of me and Tommy together, though.
Of you and... Oh, you don't?
Not really. I want to give them one of me at the plantation.
Yeah, those did turn out good.
Those are a lot better.
We'll just give them one like that then.
Yeah, but they don't have a picture of Tommy then.
Well, who cares?
I do.
Just give them a little school picture of him. They can put it beside the big one.
Yeah, this is, and by the way, this is who she married. So I got to get one of y'all, and then I got to get one of Stephen and Tamara, and I'll be complete.
You already got one, Eric and Jenna?
Yeah. Jenna sent me their engagement picture. It's so cute.
Well, I think she sent me one.
Well, you probably didn't pay for one or ask for one.
Well, I wouldn't have anyway.
Uh-huh.
I guess I need to find a place to put that. I don't know.
Put what?
Put some pictures of everybody. The only pictures I have are around my house are me and Jonathan.
I know.
And Samantha.
Well, me and Tommy need to start taking pictures, and we don't do it. I'm going to go buy some film and, you know, try to take some pictures of us because we don't really have any of us except for some old ones that we have from Dayton.
Yeah. Well, me and Jonathan quit taking pictures, so we're going to have to start taking some more.
Yeah. If I get pregnant, we're going to have to get a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be lovely to try and buy.
Yeah, I know. Those are like $1,000 or more.
Some of them are. We could get a little cheapy one, I guess. Serve the purpose.
Yeah.
But, well, I'm not pregnant.
You're not.
No, I'm not. Let's I'm disappointed.
Well,
there's always next month.
That's right. Well, I wanted to go buy a Peter Rabbit thing to start cross-stitching, and Jonathan told me I couldn't.
Why?
He said, I don't need to spend money on that, and I don't need to spend my time on it.
That's mean.
I know. He's so mean to me.
I know he is.
He's not.
Did you get a haircut?
No.
He needs one.
Don't tell him that. He gets mad.
Why?
Because. I can't tell him that either.
Well, he needs to get over himself. He gets in the worst mood about the dumbest thing.
Well, just don't tell him that. Leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get one when he wants to.
He looks like Scrappy Doo. Don't tell him I said that. He's mad.
He said he's done good so far his whole life.
What?
He said he's done good so far his whole life. He doesn't need us telling him what to do.
Well, I don't know how he made it without us.
Jennifer said she doesn't know how he made it without us.
What'd he do?
He said he thinks it's the other way around.
He what?
He thinks it's the other way around.
Oh. I see.
That's probably true.
Oh, it is.
We went walking in the woods.
What woods? Oh, Granny's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all didn't do it when y'all were out there, did you?
No.
Y'all are married. You can.
Well, this is being recorded. You're not supposed to say stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well.
So what do we talk about?
I don't know.
We're trying to think of something to do tonight.
Like what?
Before we have to go back to work. I dread going back to work.
Well, did y'all have a day off or something?
No, I mean, Jonathan didn't go to work Friday.
He didn't?
Mm-mm.
Why? He just took the day off?
Well, he set the alarm and everything, and it didn't go off, and we woke up at like 6:47. He's supposed to leave at like 5 or 5:30.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was going to have to come home early so we could leave to go to Mississippi, you know?
So he just took the day off.
So I said, just call in sick. You know?
Well, he's got some days, doesn't he?
I don't know if he has any paid sick days. But he'll probably, whether he does or not, he'll probably make it up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, that'll work out all right.
Yeah. Because he's got to save all his days for our vacation and one for Eric's wedding. Y'all
going to
get a hotel room?
Well, I reckon. I don't know where else we'd stay.
All right. We're going to have to call and get a block of them.
Yeah.
Gaynan's trying to think of somewhere good to take everybody to breakfast. Do you know what time the wedding is?
too, isn't it?
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking.
Just trying to think a good place for what?
To they want to take everybody that stays in the hotel to breakfast.
Oh.
Like a buffet or something.
Well,
I mean, I guess we'll stay at the King's Inn. What's the one across the way, the newest one?
The Comfort Inn.
That one's better than the King's Inn, isn't it?
Well, it's newer. The King's Inn has a little indoor golf course, though, remember?
Indoor golf course?
Yeah, a little putt-putt golf course.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember? They do. They got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool, an indoor putt-putt.
Had an indoor pool and jacuzzi and a little weight room or whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember an indoor putt-putt.
Yeah. They got a little gift shop in there. And
so I guess the King's Inn would be the best place to stay, huh?
Probably would be. I mean, I haven't seen the rooms in a while, you know, so I don't know about that. But
yeah.
I guess people would only be spending one night, though, huh?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. If it's late in the day, then we need to spend the night after the wedding. If it's earlier in the day, we need to spend the night before.
Well, I reckon I'll probably go down there on Thursday. Probably
what?
Wednesday night and be there on Thursday.
Why?
Well, because Gaina is going to be getting a bunch of stuff together probably the day before.
For the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah.
Well, we can't leave till like Friday.
Well, I mean, that's okay, but I was just going to be there and try to help out and stuff before
yeah.
the wedding and everything.
We think we're just going to have that crawfish bowl in the front under the carport because their backyard's not big enough.
What do you mean not big enough?
We just looked at it and it's not near big enough.
For what?
For a crawfish bowl.
Why?
It's just not.
You can put
I don't know why they went and bought a house with no dang yard.
I know. It's just going to get worse
when we all
have kids.
I know. Out of all the money they have.
I know it. I keep telling them they're going to have to buy a bigger house. They don't listen to me.
And Gaina wants to build a garage over the carport. I mean, a extra room over the carport.
Oh, that'd look tacky.
I mean, they just need to go buy a bigger house.
They don't need to do that in that neighborhood. That'd be so tacky.
They just need to buy a bigger house with a bigger yard.
They do. I know they do.
That's all there is to it.
They've got so much stuff that's about to come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They need at least, they need four bedrooms, I know that.
Wow. Anyway. So it's probably going to have to be under the carport.
Well, that's going to be yucky.
I know, and
I think the backyard would be big enough.
I went and looked at it, and it's really not.
You can put tables out in the back. Just put them in the yard.
It's not going to be big enough. I mean, we're talking between 30 and 50 people.
Where are we going to get 30 to 50 people?
Well, we're going to invite all Eric's friends and a guest and all the family from here and all the family from Mississippi. And Gaina's going to have a few of her friends.
Oh, Eric's only got like 30 friends.
He's got Chris, and he'll bring somebody. Nick, he'll bring somebody. Jeremy, he'll bring somebody.
Chad.
I guess Chad.
Brian.
And Brian. That's 10 people right there.
If they bring somebody.
And then, I mean,
the lambs will come.
Yeah, the lambs and me and Jonathan, you and Tommy, Joni and Stan. That's 16 people right there.
Yeah.
And then you have to think about Peggy and Charles.
Yeah, they'll probably bring their crew.
Mm-hmm. Wendy and Bill. I mean, it's going to be at least 30 people.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, how can the carport be bigger than the backyard?
I don't know. You know what I... But see, the thing is, I want them to open their gifts inside.
Well, yeah, they can do that. I mean, I had a crew of people at my announcement party. Well, I didn't have open presents, but Tamara had her shower there, and there were a bunch of women in there.
But that was inside.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But I'm saying that you can have that many people inside. You'll either have to open them before or after you eat.
Before, because
yeah.
it'd be too messy after.
Right. That'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. We just need to figure it out. I wish we could think of, you know, where it would be awesome to have it.
Where?
Aunt Peggy's.
Yeah, it sure would, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we can't ask her to do that.
I know. But it would be.
She might would do it, to tell you the truth.
Because you're really not supposed to have it at, like, your immediate families anyway.
Well, no, your relatives aren't supposed to host anyway.
I know.
We could ask her what she thought about it.
Well, I don't want to really impose on her.
Well, I know. She gets all nerve-wracked about everything.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably have to take 3 Darvon to get through it. Hope I didn't publicize.
Well, I hope not either. I'm being a dying advocate.
I'm going to be disowned.
I know it. My goodness.
Well, what are you getting Eric and them for a wedding gift?
I don't know. I thought about I'll get them something that they registered for, but
mm-hmm.
for their couples.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about for the his and hers, put them in 2 boxes side by side, his and hers.
Yeah.
And get her a Victoria's Secret nightgown and him some silk boxers, and then put a gift on top that says that's theirs.
Yeah.
And get them maybe some towels or something that they register for.
Well, that'd be cute.
Yeah.
I wish I knew what all they were going to get from El Dorado.
I know. But she probably won't get any Victoria's Secret. Is she having a lingerie shower?
I don't know.
Because that's all you get when you have a lingerie shower here. Victoria's Secret.
Right.
But she probably won't get much of that.
Trying to think of something good to get them.
I want to get her something that would kind of embarrass her. Something nice, but, you know.
Yeah.
Just embarrass her a little.
Yeah, well, she won't be embarrassed after she gets married.
Yeah.
She'll be over that. If she ain't embarrassed dating Eric, she ain't ever going to be embarrassed.
We went to eat at Rocket City last night.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We went and ate there a couple times, didn't we?
Yeah, except we all felt sick the whole time. We don't know why we even went and ate there. But, okay. Anyway. So then, I don't know. I'm going to have to look at what they registered for again. You know.
Yeah.
And see.
We need to get our recipes together and give to her. We definitely need to do that.
I know it.
I guess I could go ahead and write some out on those cards I've got.
Well, now I got a bunch together, so let's not duplicate.
Well, which ones you got together?
Pink stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Green beef on potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Gaina gave me chocolate chip cake and chicken spectacular.
Yeah, I still need to get that recipe.
Egg custard. Oh, she probably won't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have to go in there. And I took the fudge brownies out of Better Homes and Garden because that's you can make that when you don't have anything left.
I made some last night.
Mm-hmm. When it's all when everything is out and all you guys are staples, then you can make that.
That's right.
And
Did you give her the oatmeal crisp recipe?
I think I have that out. And the favorite pancakes out of Better Homes and Garden.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean. Just, if you write some, just tell me. I mean, I don't care because then that'll just be some I don't have to write.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Well, I've got a few I can give. I don't have very many others. Other than those, I don't have very many more. Got some. I don't even know if she cooks, does she?
Eric says she cooks pretty good.
Well, that's good.
But, I mean, it's different when you're married trying to think of something different to cook all
the
time.
Yeah, well, Eric doesn't eat decent food anyway. He eats junk.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll get a little better about that.
Maybe he ate some stuff this weekend.
Did he?
We did. Granny kept us fed.
I know it. She came up here, boy. We had biscuits and tomato gravy and dumplings and blackberry dumplings and everything.
That's what we had.
I was ill when she left.
We had peach cobbler, biscuits, cornbread.
I know, every starch you can think of.
Butter beans, chicken and dumplings. Everything you could think of.
Yeah.
Roast beef and gravy and rice.
Ugh. You saw Joni and all them?
I saw Joni for a little while, but We spent the night with Granny.
Yeah.
Both nights.
Did you see Tara and Jacqueline?
Yeah, I saw them for a little while. And
did Jacqueline look like she was all right?
She still got that, whatever, you know, that cough.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I told Johnny I worry about her.
What'd she say?
She said, I don't know.
Sure wish you'd feed her some decent food. Maybe give her a vitamin every now and then.
Well, you never know.
Well, I know, but... whatever. I'm not a mama. I don't know what it's like.
Well, we're about to send $430 to Savannah's new school.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money. A lot. Except
when
we're still waiting on her mom to send the paper she's supposed to send us. And I'm glad we don't take that long to...
The one that the book sack ate?
Yeah. I'm glad we don't take that long to send her check. She'd be in a
She'd be
bind.
Upset, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm. If we just kept on saying, oh, we sent it, we sent it.
I think you ought to.
Well, I'm glad it's not the other way around. I'm glad we're not getting money from her. We'd never get it.
You know you wouldn't. I can tell you that right now, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. But I guess that's why she's where she is and we're where we are.
Yep, that's true.
You know.
When do y'all see Savannah again?
I guess we'll get her next weekend or whatever.
Have y'all talked to her?
No, I started sending her stuff in the mail. Stickers, and I sent her a little mouse, and I got a subscription to Barbie magazine that's supposed to be sent to her house.
Yeah.
So I've never seen it. I hope it's all right.
Yeah.
Magazine for.
Well, that'd be good. I'm glad she's reading.
I know, me too. And we make tremendous progress when she's just here with me, because every time we ride or go somewhere, the whole time we ride, we play a game.
Yeah.
And, like, she was having to work on her blends, you know, like CH and SH and all that.
Yeah.
That her teacher said that's what they were working on. She needed to practice them or whatever, or learn them.
Right.
So we just played, you know, games that had to do with blends.
Yeah. And she likes it, doesn't she?
Yeah, and she really does make progress that way, but I don't think she ever does anything like that when she's at home.
Yeah. Well, I remember when y'all were rhyming stuff.
Yeah, see, we did rhymes, and she's just the master rhymer now.
She's going to be a rapper one day.
So then we started doing, like, I would say something that started with SH, and then she would have to say something that started with SH.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I started... She barely caught on, but I just said SH and then told her to say a word that started with it.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of hard for her.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of hard when you can't see it, I guess, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then after a while, she'll get tired, but she does it for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
And then she starts losing interest and starts saying stupid things.
Yeah.
You know.
Being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ornery like her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He gets mad about the dumbest thing. I swear.
You must have told him he needed a haircut, because
I did.
I told him like 2 times last week, and I forgot he gets mad when I tell him that.
I told him at the wedding, I said, you need to cut your hair.
Because when he starts needing one, I start telling him every day, because every time I look at him, I think that, you know?
Yep.
And he's got all mad, so I quit telling him, and you must have told him. He said all the way home, he said, what's wrong with my hair? And I said, well, it just needs cutting. When it gets too long, it gets puffy. Well, I don't need anybody telling me all the stuff. And I said, well, you just ask me.
He is so stupid. I mean, he thinks we tell him stuff just to be mean to him or something.
Well, I'm not telling him. He can just grow straight out. Because it doesn't grow long, it just grows out.
It's all kinked up and stuff.
Puffy.
Big
but
dummy.
Can just let it grow. I'll still love him anyway.
Yeah, I know it. It's a shame, isn't it? Did I tell you what Tommy bought me?
Mm-mm, what?
he came home from Walmart yesterday before we left, and I was sitting in the kitchen. He said, "I got you a surprise." I said, "You did?" He said, "I got you two surprises." I said, "What are they?" And he said, "Well, this is the first one I bought today." And he got me a pregnancy test.
Oh, my God.
Because I'd been, you know, I said, "Man, I wish I just knew so I could just get on with my life."
You didn't waste one, did you?
No, I used one. I mean, it's been a week since, you know, I was supposed to start or whatever. So he got me that, and I'm not pregnant, by the way. I told you that already.
Yeah.
And then he said, "This I got for you last week, but I'm just now giving it to you." And he bought me this shirt that we were in Walmart, and I said, "That is the cutest shirt." I said, "I love that." You know, we just kind of walked on by, and he bought it for me.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? He bought me clothes. I thought that was so nice.
That's good.
Yep, he's been being good. We've been doing good.
Well, that's...
I don't know why. I guess he was just sick yesterday. He was just being such a butt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he got mad because he got that ticket, even though it was his own fault.
Well, it's nobody's fault but his own.
I know, but, I mean, I got so mad at him on the way home. I said, "You know, I know you've had a bad day, but," I said, "it is not my fault." And I said, "You act like you're mad at the world." And I said, "You make me absolutely miserable when you do that."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You just need to get on with it. Just get over it and go on."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were fine after that.
Well,
he's been being really good, though.
That's good. Yep.
We're doing our devotions together. I actually think that's helped a lot.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Probably has.
It has. Because, you know, we talk about things now, and I think it was hard for me to talk because some of the things that he says make me mad.
Yeah.
You know, and if you know how I am, if I don't agree with something, I refuse to hear what you have to say, and I have to kind of get over that.
Yeah.
So, but we talk about a lot of things, and I think that's helped us. Yeah, I'm glad.
Good, good, good.
Good, good. Oh, me. Well, shoot, I was going to ask you something, and I just forgot what it was I was going to ask you.
Have we talked for 30 minutes yet?
I guess not. They haven't cut us off.
Do they cut you off or what?
Oh, let me go check real quick. Let me make sure.
What, it says that you got it in a paper or something?
Yeah, I got a paper to go with it. Okay, so just before the time is over, you'll hear a warning message saying that your time is almost over.
And then you have to get out the phone?
Please complete your conversation and hang up as soon as possible.
Conversation must be complete.
Huh?
Conversation must be complete.
Please shut up now. Tommy just changed oil in the car.
Well, that's good. I'm about to clean mine up and put a for sale sign on it.
We need to clean ours. It's a mess.
Yep.
Hey, maybe Tommy'd want to buy your car.
Maybe.
How much are you selling it for?
At least $7,000.
$7,000?
Yeah, at
least. You're proud of it, ain't you?
At least. I bought it for $10,000.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we won't be buying that one.
How much do you think I was selling that car for?
I don't know.
You have no concept, do you?
No, I don't. I truly don't. I don't have enough money to have a concept.
$7,000 would probably be very cheap, too.
Would it?
I don't know.
It's a nice car. I like it.
I'm going to have to check the Blue Book value on it and see what the deal is. You know?
Yeah. About to get a student loan.
Well, that's good.
No, it isn't. It's terrible.
There's one more you have to pay later.
Yeah, but it won't accrue interest like our credit cards are doing.
Yeah. That's true.
So, well, man, this 30 minutes is lasting a long time.
I
don't really have anything else to say.
We usually don't have any problem talking.
I know.
That long.
You talked to Lori lately?
No, we haven't been talking as much. I hadn't talked to her. I think I talked to her last week or something. They were trying to buy a house, but they're